Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dollars. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Sublime, Alan. Happy to be here. Another lovely summer's afternoon spent in the middle of May. And here we go, rolling into the studio. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Doing very, very well. It's been, pretty chill week, nice weather, and I've got a very nice weekend coming up, which is exciting. We're going to pop out to, what's it called, Fitzroy Workers Club or something?
Workers Club, correct,
yeah. To go see Cousin-in-Law, the album launch. I've been spamming a bit of their stuff on, what's it called?
The app. Insta?
No. The app, where do you listen to his music? Spotify. I've been getting around that, so nice and exciting. Should be good event. Yeah. And I'm seeing some people are going to pop out too. I saw at least Gannon and Chris Scott are popping out, and who else? No, so it's going to be a bit of an event. So Friday night, it's only $15 entry, so get around it.
Get around it. And you would describe it as like positive, happy, upbeat music?
Yeah, a lot of it is.
A lot of it is, correct. good.
No, it should be good. I'm Kate. They sound good, and they were good live last time we saw them, and now they're like the headliners, so even better.
Yeah, I know I'm going to bloody walk out of there with merch, but I'm really hoping I walk out of there with free merch. They've got a bit of a competition running on Instagram at the moment. So jump on to their Instagram, Cousin-in-Law, tag a mate who you think should come along. I've tagged Pooch, none other than Plastic Pooch. So I'm hoping he might make an appearance, but if that gets me a free shirt, I'll be stoked.
They were pretty weird too, weren't they? Which is on brand. What was the shirt?
Just a cat chilling. chilling in a pool. I'm down.
Why not?
Yeah.
No, that should be a lot of fun. So got that, and then we got Olinda this weekend, so it's going to be a very nice weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it on.
We put in the order for the shirts. They are all ordered and paid for, and hopefully should be here in like 3 weeks, which would be pretty cool. And I reckon about 10 minutes after the payment went through, I got a message saying, hey, how do I get my hands on one of them shirts?
So, I know, right?
More people, once they saw the Gloria shirt on me at Bicentennial this weekend, were asking me about it. So we are putting together a little list now, and once we get up to 10 or so, we'll do another order. So I'll let everyone know when that's the case, but we've already got 5 people that are keen. So if you're also keen and you missed out, let me know and we can get the ball rolling on that. And I'm sure once they get out in the wild, we're gonna need wildfire. So many.
Wildfire. But it's already the case on like first order that essentially you are in the minority when you roll up to a social day and you are not wearing one of these shirts, which is really fucking exciting. Like, I can't wait to roll up to a social day and literally everyone there is wearing a Thrawler shirt.
It's going to be so weird.
So good.
I love it. And yeah, because we got up to 31 is the number we're up to at the moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's going to be plenty out in the wild, and multiple people got multiple. So yeah, cool. I can't wait till they come in.
Kalen will have to get his little algorithm going and see if he can nail number 69 or something as it counts down.
There you go. I like that. Speaking of him, he got on to me very quick to let me know that it was ratings update day.
Yeah, it was.
And why do you think Kalen might have done that?
Who knows? No Alan v. Kalen competition surely is like unfolding yet. He's only like a little new to the game MA3 chump, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. well, he's got me. He's got me and comfortably. He's been coming, and I think I'd only had maybe 2 points on him after last update, and he let me know that he was right there. And after the Vic Open, I was like, I had a sneaky look at what was dropping off, and my Vic Open was okay, and I was like, I'm a chance to maybe hold or gain one or two here. And I was like, there's a chance that I hold you off for one more month. And he wasn't particularly excited about that. But I did not. I dropped by 2 and Kalen went up by 6 or something like that, I think. 4. And that was enough. So he's 929 rated now, and I'm down to 924. So I think that's pretty fitting. And I can only imagine that's going to keep increasing as we go on, and the gap will start getting a little wider and wider and wider.
I can't help but notice that your nemesis in Tim on a Tear Wear has also got you covered.
Oh, shit. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. He is now 927. He went up by a chunk.
Did he?
Yeah. He went up by 8.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, big. That's a big jump.
It is a big jump. It is a big jump when you're in the 920 field. And I nearly clawed Penn back.
Oh, spicy.
Yeah. So
you've gone up?
I've gone up. Yeah, I had a little tasty plus 4 or so back into the 940 club, 941. Penn has me pipped on 942. But tell you what, this old dog's still got a little fight in him left. I mean, don't ask my chiropractor that. But I think I might be able to jag him. A little bit of joy at Olinda, and who knows, I might be able to get Penn back.
Big. I like that. Yeah. That'd be pretty exciting. If you could get back on top of him.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Any other notices or any notables you've seen, ups or downs?
Yeah, it looks like Ryan Deere has gone up a few, obviously on the back of his Victor Open victory, 966. Paddy Robinson, definitely up a few to 980. Let me just see what that is. He went up 2 tonight, back into the 980 club. So that's big dog territory right there. David Perry didn't get too damaged. I think he only dropped the 1.
Yeah.
With his American efforts. So that's
not bad. He still shot like 1,000 rated almost.
Exactly. So that's not too bad at all. Blake Houston, I think, was unchanged. So still sitting there on 1,000. Who, I feel like I did notice someone.
The big dropper was Dill Feldman.
Yeah, that was exactly it. Yeah. Mm,
which is not surprising. So there's very few events in his repertoire at the moment. So each one does quite a power of work, and he came off an Allen rated performance at the Vic Open, and that doesn't keep you 990 rated.
No, it does not.
I can tell you that. So big drops from him, but yeah, to be expected, and I'm sure it'll probably drop a few more and then start trickling its way back up. He's still going to find himself, even at 80% or whatever he is, he's still going to find himself as one of the 15 odd best disc golfers in Australia, I'd imagine.
Agreed. Just finding Blake Nichols's name on the top 25 leaderboard. He's had a nice jump of 6 into 966.
That's big.
That is big.
That's big. Blackie boy, he's got some skills.
Absolutely. I'm less familiar with Jay Davies. Are you familiar with Jay Davies?
No.
He's up on there as well, 965. So well done.
Big, with yeah.
PDG number of 140,000. Oh, don't mind me. Apparently, he's been around for a little while.
What's the first name?
It's Jacob.
Jacob Davies. They're not Tim Davies' brother, right? Couldn't be.
He's gone down 9. He was 974.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting. Where's he from?
Balcatta, Western Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know anyone from WA.
Yeah. Who knew?
There you go. Yeah, who knew? Yep. On the local front, I'm seeing our boy Zach Schloffel up 7, which is a nice big jump there, but outdone pretty heavily, and I'm sure will continue to be, by Marcus Davies, plus 14 in the latest update, and that's just going to keep climbing and climbing and climbing because he's still playing well above his means there, and I'm sure Papa Davies has done a good jump as well. Yeah, plus 11. So they, what's he at? Marcus is only 5 above the old man. So we'll have to keep an eye on that little battle to see how close he can keep it. But I don't think he's going to be able to keep it too close for too long.
Good call. Chu Tran, the triangle himself, has not cracked the 900. He was up just a lazy 18.
Boy.
To 893.
Yikes.
So real close to the 900 club there for Chu Tran.
Big jumps for Johnny Martin as well, plus 9. He's still criminally underrated, I think, there at 8.63. He's been nice, up and about lately.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's made me just jump onto my Instagram because I feel like he's hitting me up with some content for this week about something. But I will just have to check in on that. Well done by the Victorians. I feel like we're seeing a few more ups than downs.
Yeah, lots of jumps. Seeing lots of jumps. So that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some falls. I was looking for Narada because I thought he'd be in a free fall like his metrics rating is, but up 12. So up to 9.15. So I don't know who's falling. It's just me. Just me, I guess. So that's cool.
That's real cool.
That's real cool. Now ratings update's always funny. And when Kalen hit me up with that message, he sent me his goals list that I was a part of. So his goal, one of his many goals, is to be higher rated than me. And Penn also has goals lists. He sent us one last year, which included be higher rated than me. And I think his one this year might have been be higher rated than you.
Correct.
I think it's pretty fitting because as much as I've given Tim Bohan, not shit, but I've labeled him as good as an MA1 player can get, I think I'm about as good as an MA2 player can get. And I do get that getting higher rated than me is a nice little benchmark to be like, well, at least I should be playing MA1.
Yeah. Nah, that's good. That's
in
very
Australia, anyway,
you.
I'm as trash. I'll be the worst MA2 disc golfer in America. But in Australia, I'm about as good as MA2 gets. So,
I like it.
I don't mind being the benchmark. But it is interesting to me that these two who have rapidly rose, I would say, in at least the, in the Melbourne scene, have goals lists. And I have never once had a goals list. Have you?
No. No.
And you do special rituals. Like you have, if we're playing tournaments, you'll have your like caddy book essentially. And you'll write down what you plan to do on each hole and this and that.
And I'll wash my frisbees before a big event.
Yeah, so you're pretty detail oriented in a way as well. But you've never once thought about putting a goals list down. So I'd be interested to know who else out there has goals lists and what kind of stuff they have on it. I won't go sharing Kalen and Penn's because there might be some personal stuff, and there's definitely some personal digs in there, which is which is funny.
Yep.
But am I missing out? Are we missing out by not having a goals list?
It's the secret, isn't it? Isn't that book? I never read that book, and I'm just having a wild assumption. But maybe that's what that book is. The secret is like, just have goals, and you'll just skyrocket in disc golf.
Well, one of the things Kalen did say is that there's no point having a goals list if you don't plan on working towards it. And I'm probably not going to put any more effort in than I've ever done. So it's probably not beneficial for me to have a goals list.
No, it's a very famous saying. I share this with some of my students, not to nerd out too much, but yeah, what separates a goal from a dream is like the ability to work towards it. And so you can dream all you want, but if you want to set a goal, that's you got to work towards it.
Mm. So yeah, if anyone else out there has goals list and it's something that they normally do, then send them our way. I'd be interested to see what other people's goals are. I would love to know if I feature in anyone else's. That would be pretty funny. I'd love it if I'm just all of the MA2 field. I hope all of them are like get higher rated than Alan. That would be sick.
Personally, I'm definitely more of a dreamer. Hence why I'm like, I'd like to be higher rated than Penn again, but I'm going to do nothing about it. I'm going to rock up to a Linda with a broken back and somehow think that it doesn't affect my disc golf game and not fucking free fall my rating.
That's it. Nah, hey, you can do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have found a dropper. Oh, yes. All right, I was just having a look, and I saw Ruben Berg was not in the 960 rated club, and I was like, well, I don't believe that to be true. So, yeah, he's dropped five, down to 956. So, Ruben, I feel like, has been in the 960s for a minute.
Yep.
So I'm just glad I'm not the only one that was having a bit of a drop.
There you go.
All right, Bicentennial Social Day was on the weekend, and all my talk of that practice party I did before the Vic Open and how that was great, and that's something I should probably stick to. Well, I hadn't picked a disc up since then, and I rolled up 3 minutes before we met a start. So, oh, I don't know. It wasn't the plan, I tell you that, but life got in the way, you know? Life and laziness sort of combined together. So, yeah, I didn't play particularly great.
I could see that. I could see that.
To be fair, it was, I don't know. I reckon I had almost no birdie looks. I'm trying to think. I reckon I was maybe 4 of 6 from C1X. And you should have more than 6 C1X putts in an 18-hole short course, I would think.
You would hope.
Oh, you would hope.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, not so good. But I think other people might have played all right. Have you got the stuff up from Alex?
No, I do not. I have metrics up. I do not have the stuff up from Alex. I am scrambling as we speak. Right. Do you have it up?
No, I was working on that too, but
I do now. So we'll start at Div C, and you've already given him some shout-outs on the PDGA front. But Mr. Papa Davies shot a cool +2 to get it done over John Kohler and Paul Rogers.
Kohler.
Yeah, that's what I said. So well done there, guys. Interesting fact, Paul Rogers, who slots in third there, Div C, birdie free.
Interesting.
But just absolutely took scalps, and just about everyone else in the field got some birdies. But Paul didn't need those birdies. He just got on a par train, no double bogeys. Solid play. No metrics rating. We had Matt Gosney shoot an even.
Hot start too. Look at that. 5 down through the front 9.
Yeah. He's not setting up his rating well there. He has not been educated on how to play pre-rating to
never going to win a free disc.
Yeah, to guarantee yourself some free discs. So that's a shame for him. But Lenny +5, and Lenny must be, he must be around the corner. He must have a rating now. Surely that's his last non-rated event. Lenny's been around for a minute.
Yeah, and I think Lenny might be a she.
Sorry, Lenny.
I think. If I'm thinking it's the right person. We are okay. So bad at this. We'll figure that by next social day.
But what we do know is, like, Lenny is here. Someone clarified this for us previously, and Lenny is here with a partner. So Lenny is either... Oh, let's not get into
that. Anyway, Lenny played well. +5.
Well done, Lenny.
Couple birdies. We'll go from there.
Div B... Simon Farrar, -3, tight one. Look at this. Wayne Hood, -2. Johnny Martin, -2. Matt Daniels, -1. And Zach Schloffel, -1. So absolutely bottlenecked at the top of Div B there. And then a whole chunk of players also on even. So, like, you've got, what's that? You've got 9 players within 3 strokes of each other at the top of Div B.
Yeah, crazy. 5 people tied for 6.
Yeah. That's huge. Wild. Yeah.
Clean card for Simon was the difference. Everyone else took at least 1 bogue. And, clean card and 3 birdies is all it took to get the W. So, big there from Simon.
That's huge. Well spotted.
And Josh Quinn there in second. It looks like I didn't get my trollers guarantee then.
No.
Was looking not bad. Early though, right? I think I had messaged
I think
you.
It was 4. I think it was 4 under. Yeah. Like, I think he started on 4 and was like 4 under through 6. And I was like, well, he's going to win by 100. This is really problematic for me.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked all right early. Let's just say it. I was like, let's fucking go. But he did his thing. And even's not bad. Yeah, no, not bad. Bad's not, cool.
Not bad at all. All right. So, speaking of trollers, you've already alluded to the fact that I too did obviously not get my trollers because I needed you to fucking shoot lights out, and apparently you were shit. So, I'm assuming shit wasn't good enough for top 2 in Div A?
Nah, and I just, it made, halfway through the round, I was like, I was genuinely concerned about giving you the trollers guarantee for top three. I was like, I don't think I should do that. And then here I am. Although I guess I was only two strokes off. Oh, no, I was four strokes off. Never mind.
Yeah.
It was silly. So you did not get your trollers.
No, I did not.
How about your throwers guarantee? You had Aiden to beat Ryan Deere, correct?
Yeah, I certainly did.
And none of them won. We had Leo coming out of nowhere. His first disc golf action in what feels like forever. The only person in the field to hit the double digits. He gets a 10 with a bogey on hole 5. So lots and lots of green on his scorecard. But in second place, did we have Aiden?
We unfortunately did not.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
We had Ryan Deere. They were flip-flopping all day.
Yeah.
Aiden had him early by a couple, but Ryan charged. I thought they were destined to end tied, which would have been even more frustrating. But Ryan got it done by one, and therefore I am not getting any closer to you. Did you get over the line? What was yours?
I had Narada beating Brett, and Brett is sitting there pretty in fourth place with an egg 6 along with Peter Chu and Penn. And Narada is comfortably with me in eighth place. So
I live to fight another week.
0 points for any of us. Narada is in a straight up metrics freefall. Like, he is just dying on the vine here. I don't know what's going on, but all the social days, the last 6 of them, I reckon he's been trash. I thought I was going to be a bit sneaky with that one because it dropped so hard, and I was like, no. He plays pretty well at Chelsea, gets close, bangs putts, and I thought I was comfortably home, but no good. I didn't even get to see him to abuse him on the day, so disappointed with him, and disappointed Brett's playing well. That's letting me down there, Brett. Could have thrown one. I'm sure he listened, so he could have thrown one for me, but
he could have.
No good.
Looking at the league leaderboard or the social day leaderboard, it is pretty tight at the tippy top. We now have 3 players that have played 8 or more rounds. We've got a couple others that are actually a bit further down the leaderboard. But at the top, we have all 3 players that have played 8 or more rounds. So they are now, with 4 events left, just looking to clean up and climb as best they can and drop their shit rounds. You have Penn Lu on 759, and then you have Kalen on 750, separated by just 9 points. And Kalen has got a 70 up his sleeve to drop. To put that in perspective, like, Penn shittest is like an 81. So Kalen has room to improve there. But then you've also got Peter Chu sitting on a cool 730. So you've got 3 players above 700. And like I said, they are up to the just dropping off their shit rounds phase. So with 4 events to go, that's going to be a fun race to watch, I think.
Yeah, that'll be good. And Pete's been to all but 2 of them so far. So he's already at the dropping off stage, which means he'll probably hit at least 3 of the last 4. So it's going to be very, very exciting, I think. Good finish.
Absolutely. Just to be really clear here, Alan, you are in the mix.
Oh, yeah. If you
need one more 100, and all of a sudden you're 720, and then you're in the drop off phase.
Yeah,
there's a podium. There's a podium out there for you.
The podium could be in the cards for sure. If I show up to 3 out of the next 4, and have a good crack, Rafi. Oh yeah, maybe Rafi's all right for me.
Yeah,
I might have to make this work. I got another Bald Hill in me. I'll play well at Bald Hill. I'll just pop a little 10 in or something like that. Yeah, I can see me getting up there. I've got some trash to drop.
Yeah, you do.
I got a 75, a few in the 80s, so we could replace.
Yep.
Nah, that could be cool. Anyone but Penn, essentially. He only goes to the social days to try to win the CTBs. So it's embarrassing when he doesn't, I think. But which he did not this time. It was Lachlan McKenzie took it out in Div A. Josh Quinn took it in Div B. And Paul Rogers took it in Div C. And in the handicap results for Bicentennial, it was Leo at the top, which you very rarely see the big dogs up the top.
True. But
Leo's metrics rating is 925. That doesn't seem right. How's he pulled that off?
I don't know. I can't get my head around that.
He's 950 something rated in PDGA, and he's pulled a 925 metrics rating. So that's a surprise. Not a surprise seeing Johnny Martin there. As we said, he's been playing really well lately. Oliver Morley there in third. Simon Farrar as well in fourth. And Wayne Hood there in fifth. The bottom end, what are we looking at? Juan. I did notice that. Juan was the only person in Div A to shoot over par. He was plus one, and shooting over par at Bicentennial or at any of the courses in Div A will find you squarely on the bottom almost all the time. So strange by him. Peter Howes down there, Mia Daniels down there, Alistair Morley, and Levi Norton. His name also seemed, he was firmly in the bottom of Div B, which is not normally where he lives. So disappointing by all of them.
Correct.
Got to lift the game. I find myself there just on the bottom side of middle, which that's a pretty sweet, pretty comfortable spot for me, the bottom side of middle.
Unscathed.
I reckon I spend a lot of time in the bottom side of the middle, and then I'll have a few in that top third, and that kind of keeps me even.
Yeah.
It's not pretty, but it works. I've still got on here Vic Tour update. And I think we're working on that, yeah?
We are. No, the statisticians have come together this week, about 20 minutes ago, and have started to conjure up some leaderboards. And we got through two. Now, with our new system, I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 leaderboards going. But with Vic Open being so large, I have to find room for a few more leaderboards. Because there's obviously divisions. For example, I think FA3 might have kicked off for the first time this season in the Vic Open. So I've got to build some from the ground up, which will take me a little while.
That's all right. We'll potentially have that ready for next week.
We will.
Excellent.
Goals. I'm all about goals, Alan. That's all a goal.
Goals. the other thing on the stat front is it got mentioned to us that the Vic Open got their ratings smoothed quite substantially, which flies directly in the face of what I said, which is
it does.
It will not get
change much. I thought that was bold by you.
You just say stuff strongly and then people believe it. And when you're wrong, you just laugh and call yourself an idiot. It works. But anyway, it all got rounded down to basically the calmest conditions day, I think. So par for the pro side was 920 all 3 days, and the am side was 921. So I wonder if that affects any of the data that you had put together. That might be something that requires some revisiting.
Yeah.
Not to pile more on your plate that I'm definitely not going to do.
I will add, get the statistician team onto that once we get the Vic Tour leaderboard done. I'm very curious. I will be looking at it. I'm very curious just to see. All of the days ended up being essentially separated by 10 points. Which or like 9.5, 10 points, which works out well because obviously that's how I did some of my estimations. So, yeah, I'm curious to go in and have a look. And as we see, the AMs still, just by that one thing, one point there, but still slight the AMs edge. Come out on top.
Yeah, slight edge.
Yeah.
Nah, very nice. All right, we got Olinda this weekend.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm very excited for it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We got the caddy book. Did you have a look through the caddy book that we got sent out last week?
No.
Might be in your junk.
No, I definitely got it. I just have not looked at it.
Looks remarkably similar to last year. Good. Like, I don't... Good. They might... I think they said they were going to tweak some stuff. I can't pick it but I don't. Yeah, we played it once 1 year ago. So
I've definitely not looked at this. I've just opened it up now. It's a good caddy book.
Great caddy book. Yeah.
All right.
So
bring this one.
Yeah, looking great. Looking, they got the, you know, all the those downhill ones that were cool. Yeah, some of the crosshill ones, that part of those par fours and stuff. So it's all looking really good, looking fun, and I'm very excited. Not super excited to get there at like 7 or whatever I said I'd do to help put baskets up, but that's part of the deal when you want to play a cool course in the middle of nowhere.
Correct.
Yeah.
Defending champ. Obviously, in the house right here. So, I'm looking to go back-to-back.
Big. Well, how do you think you're going to fare against Paddy Robertson, Tim Bohan, Ryan Deere, Ryan Hart, Aiden Howard, Ruben Bird, and Nath Parrish?
Yeah, dead last. But like I said, I'm a goals-orientated guy, and I'm looking to be the defending champ. So, let's defend. No, it's a strong field, isn't it?
Very strong. It's very strong. There's 8 players in it, which for a 45-person event is a ton in the MPO. Yep. And, Nath being the lowest rated at 936, it just jumps pretty rapidly after that. Like, you got you two, and then it's all 950s. Not just one 950. The rest is all 960s and above, so... strong ass MPO field.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in trouble. That's okay. I will wear my crown proud while I still have it.
Well, who do you think is the biggest threat to taking it off of you? Do you remember, did any of those guys play? I feel like a few of them played last year.
Yeah, they definitely did. Yeah, yeah. Aiden Cum Hunton, Ryan Hart was there, Ryan Deere was there, Paddy wasn't, Tim wasn't.
Okay.
And I thought I have to tip Paddy. Paddy's wants one back. He was, I don't know if you noticed on the tee off, but obviously they did not bring on the MPO champion. They brought on the MA1 champion, and that just has to come from pure saltiness to be knocked off by a Melbourne disc golfer. Geelong, they would not have slept since. Geelong disc golfers, knowing that Melbourne disc golfer, the superior powerhouse in disc golf in Victoria at the moment. So I think they're coming for blood. That's the way I'm reading it. What about you?
Yeah, without a doubt. They're going to have to put up some big numbers. I'm having a little quick look at last year. Your winning score was -18.
I'm pretty good at disc golf.
That was nice.
Thank you.
That was good. 996 rated first round. Hot.
Yeah.
Very, very hot. So -18, the score to beat. Ruben Berg also shot that, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah.
All right. Plenty to be done. I was -7 overall. So work to be done. But I'm trying to remember. So it's long, but it's not long because a lot of the long is sort of distance. I feel like the same people that played well at Bendigo would play well at Olinda. So we could see little Deiros with the back-to-back.
Yep. I thought some of the length... there's an eagle in play on like par 5 for sure.
Mm.
But otherwise, you know, you could just go chop and be a noodle arm and still have access at birdies.
So you're saying Tim Bohan's a good chance?
Yeah, absolutely. my tip is Paddy.
Yeah.
My tip has to be Paddy. But it's been nice to just go back to the 2024 version of event and have a look at that. Look at me go.
Look at you go, just sitting there nicely at the top.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that long ago.
No, it wasn't, but I got a shit memory.
You think your division is stacked? Jesus Christ. Have you seen MA1?
That's rough.
It's way stronger than the Vigopit field.
Yeah.
It's cooked, man. So there's 12 players, which, once again, 45-person field. Ridiculous to have 12 in MA1. But the bottom feeder is 9-10 rated, and it jumps rapidly. There's 10 people 9-20 and above.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting at the very tippy top is the man who won it last year, Oscar Thelberg, and he shot a handy -12. So 6 strokes off of your pace. So I don't know if that'll get it done this time, but we shall see.
We shall.
But big, yeah, just huge. Penn, Chris Scott, Stoyer's making an appearance again. And then the MP40 guys are popping in. Tear Ware's there. Papa Hart. Brennan's making a rare appearance. Sam Barnett's still playing. I saw him selling all his discs on plastic stacks, but
looks like he's
still playing. So just huge. Huge field and a lot of slingers. So I don't know. I don't know how to pick this one.
No. I do. And it is none other than Tim on a tear wear.
On a tear wear. Yeah, I can see him chopping it up. Just going chop, chop, bang, clean, few birds, get the job done. But I'm going to go with Oscar. I reckon he goes back to back.
Yeah, surely. He'll be on cloud nine after raking in all the cash and all the contracts and all the merch deals after releasing his album. He'll be, yeah, he should still be wasted as well. So, I mean, I don't know how you're meant to play releasing an album, but I assume it means just get fuck-eyed and ride it home.
Probably.
Yeah.
MA40, Paul Arden snuck in to make things very spicy. So I think someone must have dropped out and he got in. And now it's such a good 3-horse race there. Paul and Haas and Taron. Spicy.
I think Darren Stay Smith might have been the dropout.
Ah, sad.
He has also got a broken back. I honestly can't stress to you enough how much I am a good chance for a DNF this weekend.
Oh, no. It's really that bad? What have you done? Or just old?
Pushed Theo on his bike. and then on Monday, I couldn't get out of my car by the time I got to work.
Oh, Chris.
It was really problematic. And then Dad's just like messaged me out of the blue saying my back's fucked. I don't think I'm going to play a Linda. And I'm like, I'm stuck in my car because I can't stand up. Like, how fucked is yours? This is a real problem.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
No good.
Yeah. I think, sorry for any chiropractors that are listening. I am not a chiropractor subscriber. I am probably a bit on the that's not real science camp of things. And I was so broken that I needed to see someone immediately that I'm like, I'm going to a chiropractor.
How'd they go?
Well, I can walk again. So I went twice this week and I'm walking. So I was not walking on Monday. So I'm not fully subscribed. They try to get a fair bit of money out of me today and make a massive commitment to like going there often.
Okay.
And I did not subscribe to that idea. I was like, no, I will just dream that my back will just get better and better.
Well, don't dream. Yeah. Just do glute bridges.
Glute bridges.
Just do glute bridges. You'll be fine. Yeah. That's the easiest, most effective glute workout for full fucked back.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
Just do glute bridges. You can do them and you'll be sweet. Your back's only sore because your ass is doing nothing.
Yeah.
You get your ass working and you'll be fine.
All right, wicked, wicked. Look out, David Perry. I'm coming for you, son.
Exactly. Yeah, and some hip glute bridges and then you progress to some hip thrusts and you'll be laughing.
All right, wicked. All right. Need more of this in my life.
Into the division that should have cookbacks, but I'm pretty confident all four of these people will get through the two rounds, the MA50s.
Yeah, I know.
Headlined by Mike Vanderlitten, who I don't think I've ever not tipped him at an event that Carey's not
winning
playing.
Winning by a few. Yeah, he's winning by a few.
But Simon's there. Simon coming off that hot round just then. So if he can keep clean, he could do some damage. But I think it might be Vanderlitten's for the win. MA2, maybe Levi was just throwing away that Chelsea round just to build some hype so that he can take it out.
Yeah, you've also got a cheeky Peter Chu sitting in there as well. This is another tight one.
Yeah, 100%. Dan Frawley as well, Tim Stevenson, Chu Tran, all there, all looking to get a win, all basically the same rating. So
Sean Freeman had a huge Vic Open. Mm-hmm. Sean Freeman went up 15 rating points after Vic Open.
Yikes.
Yeah. So he's up and about as well.
Yikes. Nah, very nice. All right. Yeah, Shawnee, yeah. I don't know. He's an enigma for mine.
Yeah.
He does some things and then he does some things. So now that could be a very, very spicy one to watch. As long as I beat them all. I think, did I look into that? I think I made sure I beat everyone in MA2 at the Vic Open. So I was happy with that.
Well done.
So as long as I do that again, then we're on.
Yep.
Good
call.
I guess that's my goals list. Nah, I can't do that because someone will go and I'll get smoked. Dave Gannon is the genuine front runner in MA3. He's been playing quite well lately and comfortably the highest rated. So he's got about two strokes on everyone else in the field if he can manage to play to his abilities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But Marcus Davies sitting there. So it's going to be exciting, that one. Progressed up into MA3. I feel like maybe he was playing MA4 last time, Marcus. So moving up quickly. Oh, no, this is his first non-junior event. So it shows how much I know.
How's David Gannon's PDGA number?
Low.
It's like so fucking low.
Yeah. Wait, what? No.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How have we never noticed that?
And he didn't play his... There's something cooked about this.
Yeah.
He didn't play his first event until 2021.
What? That doesn't make sense. That's lower than my number.
This is what I'm reading, Alan. I'm fucking confused. We need to figure this out.
We do. Cannon Gannon. We're going to have to message Dave and find out what's going on.
How has he been a PGA member for 15 years, yet played his first event in 2021?
I played my first in like 2012 or something.
Yeah.
I think I might have joined the PGA in 2014, I think.
What is happening here? Something is broken.
That's so weird. I've read this number like six times now, and I overlay my number on it. That's the same amount of numbers as mine, and his second one is less. Shit. We need to find that out. All right, well, I hope he loses now.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy. I've
never noticed that.
Now, how have we? There's got it. There's no way that's... That's
brilliant. But how are both of our laptops glitching right now? Like, something's cooked.
Yeah, we need to find the story on that.
Yeah.
All right, that's throwing me.
I've thrown me, yeah.
MA4, we've got Ross Davies, Paul Baker, Matt Mutter, and Josh Green. So, jeez, I don't know. MA4 is always tough. Ross is the one on the move, though. So, I guess we'll back him in. Him and a Marcus... Double in MA3, MA4 could be pretty, pretty hectic.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That could be pretty hectic. It's going to be a good weekend, though. I'm excited. I haven't looked at the weather. Is it going to be all right, or are we cooked?
Apparently, summer does not end, so I haven't bothered looking either. Yeah, I assume true. It's just like cold morning, beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, no, I think we're looking all right. Saturday, rainy, but Sunday, sweet. So, happy days. Should we look into a bit of Throllers Guarantee?
Yeah, while we definitely here? Should. Yeah, I need some Hail Marys here.
I like it. I like Oscar here. And who would you like here? You've tipping Timmy Ware. So what's the Oscar versus Tim Ware numbers for me?
Oscar is a 3.
You tipped him where to win.
I don't question the magician. I'm just telling you, Oscar is a 3 in that head-to-head.
And so Tim's a 7.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, I only need 6. Oh, I'll take a handicap then. What, Timmy, I'll give him a stroke? So, like, tie or win.
Tie or win.
Timmy, 6. And Oscar, like, I don't know what that means. But anyway, if Tim ties or wins, I get 6. If it's a 7 to beat him by a stroke.
But am I willing to give you 6 for a tie with Oscar? Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll I'm not even sure I want that, but I'm glad. I just, well, good to know it's on the table.
Yeah.
What else we got? What about Brennan versus Papa Hart?
Papa Hart?
Mm-hmm.
He's kicking in the same division, is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Brennan is a four.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe I just back you in to fuck up and I'll go, I'm looking for two threes. So you gave me Oscar three over Timmy. Oof. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take the Oscar three.
Yes, you definitely should. All right. Paddy Robinson to win.
Yep. You want a number for that, huh?
I do, yes, please. That's the game we play here.
He should. What is he? He's stroking a bit. Oh, he's only stroking a bit better than Tim and Deer. Two strokes better than Ryan and Aiden. I think he's, yeah, I don't like the win, not win. That's where it gets, dodgy because I don't want to do that. I think he should win, but I guess he's more likely not to win because there's other people that are good. So he is, how do I want to do it? A 6 win, 4 not win. I want to go one more the other way, but I also don't. I won't feel comfortable with that either. Like, I want to say, what if 7 not win? No, 7 win,
seven,
3 not win.
7 win, yeah.
But yeah. But he should win. So I'll go 6 not win, 4 win.
All right. David Gannon win.
David Gannon win. I kind of think he shouldn't win. I kind of think Marcus Davies should win. But it's close. And then the others in there. So, yeah. So he will, what did I say, not win, which means it's a, this number's mad. This is going to be terrible pod material. I'm going to be better, quicker at this. So he is a 7 to win.
I'll take it.
Fuck. All right.
I'll take it. David Gannon, 7 to win. And now let's just see if we got some trollers in here as well. Will you give me a... what's a good troller in here? Is... Yeah, I'll just go with... will you give me a win as a trollers?
Yeah, definitely.
To go back to Pacquiao, I'm fucking more likely to DNF. That's such a shit call by me. I should have said Nathan Parrish, but that's okay. I'll take me to win.
I'll do the same then. You give me to win?
Yeah, that's fair.
Because we both won't.
Yeah, that's good. All right, come on.
Big.
What'd you say? Glute Bridges.
Glute Bridges.
I've got to do, that's me for the rest of the week.
You're still on the ground, bang.
Yeah,
and bang. Feel a lot better. And then once you start feeling better, you can graduate to hip thrusts. They're the king. That's why girls don't have back problems and boys do.
All right, we're away.
Spotlight, not light?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Sick.
Yep.
Because I'm lean. Hit me.
Oh, no, I've got a few. All right, so let's... I'll start with not lights and then I'll segue. Yeah, I'll start with not light. Not light, Aiden Howard, Hopkin Heiser, MA1.
Oh, okay. That must just be a day thing. Like, works out to be which day he can play.
I'm aware.
That's I'm not mad at that. Although it might, I haven't signed up yet, so.
Do you have a not light? Otherwise, I'll go straight into my spots. Well, he's
not on. I'm looking at Aiden's thing. He's not on Hopkins Island.
Yeah, well, that's a technical clerical error. I've heard from the man himself.
Oh, okay, there you go. Nah, I got no not lights. I can't think of any.
All right, honourable mention, spotlight, Aiden Howard, also playing MPO. He's looking to do the both, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm just shit staring.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, he's not absolutely signed up for either.
Yeah, no, but he's looking to do both. They had a tournament at Maple Hill this weekend. Lizotte round one shot a -3. Just standard Maple Hill layout, +12. Rated 1,002. So -3 was like a whisker off being 1,100 rated. Just the most treacherous conditions you'll ever likely to fucking see. +12 ended up being 1,000 rated, which is like worse than Northwood back, which is just wild.
That's crazy, man.
But my actual spotlight, which is actually fucking sick news, has to go to none other than Nate Sexton.
That was the only thing I had that was.
Okay.
No, go.
This is huge. So he's pulled off the treble. He's pulled off the junior / AMS majors plus MPO Pro Tour major plus now age protected division major. The second player in the history of disc golf to pull that treble and the first ever male disc golfer. Only other disc golfer to do it is Julian Korver to pull off said treble. Just fucking so good. Well done, Nate Sexton.
Yeah, that's dope. That was cool. Yeah. Nate getting it done by a few strokes in the end. Put up some good numbers. And it wasn't even crazy. I looked at it like he just shot a little bit above his rating. He just is one of the best players that are above 40-year-old. So
yeah.
Is he fresh 40 or fresh 39?
It or if he's
just, yeah, because I feel like he's the kind of guy that would just start doing it when he can. Like some of those dudes wouldn't, but he'd be like, yeah, I can do that. I'll go play that.
Yeah.
Really cool. I did like seeing that. So, cool. I think that's it for us. I will see you and hopefully a few others on Friday night at Cousin-in-Law. So thanks for listening, Pumped. Everybody.
Bring it on. Peace out.